Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this mum tries to get a 23-year-old man to date her 16-year-old daughter. Entitled mum demands I date her underage daughter. For some backstory, I am a 24-year-old black dude. Unfortunately, I've always looked very young for my age. I'm about 5'7", skinny, and I've got box braids, which adds to my youthful look, I guess. I do have a beard and moustache, but wearing a mask makes them pretty much non-existent. Ever since I turned 18, I've had an issue of attracting younger girls because they assume I'm around their age. I always decline these girls. I work as a temp stocker at Walmart. On this particular day, I was wearing a black hoodie and sweatpants. What I do like about working at Walmart is that they let you dress comfortably as long as you don't look crazy. I didn't notice at the time, but the sweatpants that I wore clearly showed my prints. Oh, okay, so I actually didn't know this. Maybe some of you guys did. Print means as in like somebody could see your, you know what, outline. Crazy! So, I was minding my business, doing the usual work of cutting boxes and stocking shelves. There was some excess baking goods that I had to put on the top shelf, so I had to reach very high. I noticed someone in my peripheral to the right, and I didn't give it any thought. When I finished docking the products, I look over and see a girl holding chocolate chips, staring directly at my crotch. My first thought was to tease her about it. My second thought was, she actually looks quite young. And then my third thought was, nope. She noticed that I caught her, and we locked eyes for like 3 seconds. She started to turn beet red from embarrassment and she didn't speak. I shrugged it off, turned around and walked away, going back to my work cart. I proceeded to see the girl like 4 more times throughout the grocery aisles. She'd turn red, put her head down and run away every time. It was funny and a bit adorable to me. The next time I see her, she was walking towards me with a lady who turned out to be her entitled mother. When we crossed paths, we locked eyes again, and I gave her a smile. All she could see was my squinted eyes. She did her usual look down, turn red routine. I stopped to put down and cut open the box I was holding when her entitled mum came to talk to me. Were you just checking out my daughter? No, mum, I'm not interested in your daughter. Oh, stop it. I saw the way you looked at her. You think she's pretty, don't you? Yeah, she is pretty. I'm just not... You think she's pretty? It should be that simple. And you two locked eyes like lovebirds. You even made her blush. I can explain that. I caught your daughter staring at my crotch earlier, and she's embarrassed about it. I guess I smile to signify it's okay and she shouldn't be embarrassed. The entitled mum looked directly at my crotch while I was talking. She was looking at it for what felt like a whole minute, but she finally looked up. Oh, my God, you were sexually harassing my daughter? What? It's very unprofessional and inappropriate for you to be wearing such tight pants. They weren't that tight. You're basically flashing to people. A few bystanders at the end of the aisle were looking, so I thought that maybe I should just dead this situation. I didn't flash anyone. I was just working and she was looking at me. No harm was done. Unless you make my daughter your girlfriend right now, it's sexual harassment. It doesn't count as sexual harassment if you two are dating. This statement made me cringe hard. So I said, F this. Mom, how old is your daughter? 16. How old do you think I am? 18, maybe 19? I took off my mask to reveal my entire face. I'm 23. Just when I thought my cringe meter was full, the entitled mum says this. Look at her. She's very mature for her age and she obviously likes you. Don't deny a beautiful young woman. I bet she is. Beautiful and mature. A young man will be lucky to have her. But you're a younger man. Mom. Oh, age isn't that big of a deal. Her dad is 7 years older than me. I don't care. Okay, well, I guess we need to talk about your sexual harassment with a manager. I called the manager myself, and when she arrived, the entitled mum was quick to tell her. Hello, mum. What is the issue? This employee has been strutting around, flashing in this store, and at my daughter. His pants are too tight and it's unprofessional and inappropriate for him to wear them. I want him disciplined for sexual harassment. The manager looked at my pants, well, my crotch, and then looked at me. I responded, okay, now ask her daughter what happened. The daughter told the manager the truth about how she saw me, thought I was cute, and how I caught her looking. She also said when she came back, her mum asked why her face was red, and she responded with, she saw a cute guy. She admitted there was no sexual harassment. Her entitled mum was silent. My manager asked her if she still wanted me to be disciplined. The entitled mum said no, and we went our separate ways. The manager, though, did say to me that I can't wear those sweatpants to work ever again. I mean, look, guys, quite a lot is weird about this story. At first, you know, quite innocent, quite cute, it's all right, everyone's happy with it. The mum even, you know, saying, oh, I'll date my daughter. Yeah, it's a bit weird, but... you know, some mums are like that. Not too abnormal. Now, it gets a bit weird when the guy reveals that he's 23 and the mum is still like, yeah, no, date my 16-year-old daughter. Yes, it's a 7-year age gap and I get that you have that with your husband now, but that's like literally the guy is, you know, 50% older than your daughter. It's weird. 16 to 23. That's ridiculous. Come on. And you still want that? Dodgy. And also, I know that she was accusing you of sexual harassment, but surely she was actually, like, semi-sexually harassing you, trying to force you to date her daughter, and also looking at your crotch? Like, it's a bit weird, isn't it? I don't know. What do you reckon? Pressured by a customer to date somebody. Bit weird. Now moving on to our next entitled parent story. Brother committed fraud. Entitled stepmom tried to yell at me for it. Some background first. My half-brother is a drug addict, and has stolen from pretty much everyone in the family. My dad and stepmum were separated and living in different states, and my brother lived with dad. I live in a different state. My dad is a holy roller, so most of my family is super conservative. I'm not at all conservative. Since my brother can't hold down a job, I paid for his cell phone so we have a way to contact him. Otherwise, he'd disappear and nobody would hear from him for months at a time. He asked me if I could add his girlfriend to my plan. I said fine, but they need to buy their own phones. I started the process. They were supposed to buy the phones and have them activated. I got a call from my brother saying they can't activate the phone. I tell him to have the store call me. He said they can't. I call my provider and they said he shouldn't have a problem activating. I call him back and tell him that, and this goes on for 2 full days. He keeps trying to get me to add him as an authorized user. He must have called me dozens of times. I finally got sick of the calls and called my phone company, telling them to add him as an authorized user, only to activate the phone, and then to immediately remove him. I specifically said that he is not allowed to make any purchases. She assured me that this would be done. A few weeks later, and I look at my phone bill. They charge 2 brand new iPhones, extra chargers, charging pads, cases, screen protectors, all on my bill. I call the phone company. They said he was added, so there's nothing they can do. I call my brother, and he laughed. I told him to take all of that rubbish back right away, but he said no. We argued. He got annoyed and said, now I'm not paying it back at all, and that he hopes it tanks my credit. I told him, go screw yourself in the butt with a spiked, can't say that, and hung up. 5 minutes later, my stepmom calls me up and said I need to apologize to my brother for what I said. I just laughed and said I'll apologize when he takes the phone back. She said he's not going to. He deserves it because of what I said. I'm a horrible sister, yada yada yada. She called me every name in the book. I told her I'd be pressing charges for fraud and that she can go and screw herself in the butt with a spiked you-know-what, too. I called my phone company and raised hell. Luckily, they took notes and somebody saw the part about no purchases. So they reversed the charges for that. They immediately disconnected the lines and flagged the phones as stolen so they can't be used. My dad approached me about what I said, but he surprisingly was not mad. He said he didn't approve of the language, but he approved of the message. Sorry, what? Forgive me, but if somebody buys 2 iPhones and loads of other rubbish on my card, I'm gonna be pretty angry, and I think I'm well within my rights to start swearing at them. Is that just me? Like, come on, that's so expensive. I've got to say, OP, well done for actually getting this money back, because I imagine it would have been pretty hard, because, yeah, you did actively authorize your brother to use your account, and after doing that, I imagine that most phone companies would have got, you know, pretty technical and said, well, you did say he could do this, even about the charges, whatever, doesn't matter, you said he could do it. But hey, at least you got the money back, that's a good thing, but yeah, your brother, weird.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now moving on to our third story of this Entitled Parents episode. Late husband's estranged abusive parents are demanding access to my unborn son. I am a 30-year-old woman who lost my husband to cancer last year. We'd always wanted kids, so we had some of his sperm frozen for a later date. Sadly, he lost his battle and passed away. I'm now in a place where I feel capable, mentally, of taking care of a child myself. And it was a success. I'm expecting a little boy. My husband's parents somehow got wind of this and are constantly demanding that they be allowed in my son's life, as he will be the last part of their son. The thing is though, my husband had nothing to do with his parents. Growing up, they were emotionally abusive to him, and he got out of there as soon as he could. He hadn't spoken to them in 10 years, and when it became clear that things were taking a nosedive, he made sure I knew he didn't want them at the funeral. I don't think he'd want them in our son's life at all, either, so I'm trying to respect his wishes, but family and friends are telling me I should give them a chance, that perhaps they've changed, and how this could be a second chance for them. Perhaps it's cruel, but I don't want my son to be a guinea pig to try run if they're better or not. Is it a butthole move to not give them the chance to prove themselves and deny them contact with my son? My own parents have said how if the positions were reversed, it would break their hearts to be kept from my child. They've suggested supervised visits, but I'm against even that. I'm feeling under so much stress about this, as they're constantly messaging my social media, and I've had to block them. They've even been coming to my home to try and convince me. Wow, this one is actually so tough. Obviously, there's no right or wrong answer here. It just all comes down to your own perception. Where do you even begin with this? Like, how on earth would you even decide on a decision here? So hard. Like, first of all, you've got to respect your husband, right? If you're 100% sure that he wouldn't have wanted his parents to have any contact with his child in the same way that he had no contact with them for the last 10 years and left them as soon as he could, then I think ultimately, despite what everyone else is saying, you kind of have to go with that, right? I think the fact that they weren't even invited to the funeral or weren't even told about it is quite a major thing. If you're not invited to someone's funeral, you're probably not going to be allowed to see their kids. I don't know. It's a tough one, especially given the fact that your own parents, OP, are saying that if they were in this position, they'd be heartbroken. Like, hearing that and then having to make that decision pretty much all on your own is so tough. Like, I don't even know what I do. Do you give them one chance, completely supervised, very structured and regimented, to meet the kid and just see how they are and see if they've changed? I don't know. Comment down below, guys. You know what? If it was me in this situation, I'd say no. I'm respecting my husband. He clearly didn't want them to be a part of his life, so therefore they can't be a part of my life or our kids. That's my decision, but I don't know. This one is really, really hard. I'm interested to see your thoughts. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/Entitled Parents. That last story. What would you do? I just don't know. If you have any interesting thoughts, please do comment them down below, as I said. If you're new to the channel, hit this button and subscribe. And also, watch some more content from me right away. With that, take care, have a good day, and I'll see you all later on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.